The Sunfish Restaurant mural is painted on the eastern side of the building. This mural represents a favorite camping spot for one of the owners of the restaurant, Claylock. Claylock is located on the westernmost portion of Washington State. These beaches have seen the coming early explorers from Russia, Spain, France, England, and the newly established United States of America. It is here, while celebrating one of many of Alki's local businesses and enjoying the view of this artwork, that we invite you to enjoy the view of Alki around you and the water to the north while learning about the history of Puget Sound before settlement. To the Native Americans, Alki was known as Prairie Point because of the grassy openings between the trees on the shelf above the beach. The Native Americans used this land often and was considered for a satellite trading post for Fort Nisqually and the Hudson Bay Company. In 1833, Prairie Point was surveyed by a British physician and Fort Nisqually factor, William Tolmie. Tolmie wrote, A fort well garrisoned would answer well as a trading post on the prairie where we stood. It would have the advantage of a fine prospect down the sound and of proximity to the Indians. But these advantages could not compensate for an unproductive soil and the inconvenience of going at least half a mile for a supply of water. Tolmie's is the first Western account of many of the places and peoples who would play central roles in the story of Alki and Seattle. The first official American to Puget Sound in 1841 was of the U.S. exploring expedition led by Lieutenant Charles Wilkes. The expedition was authorized by President Andrew Jackson's Congress. It started in August 18, 1838, and ended nearly 4 years later and after they had encircled the globe. Wilkes captained the expedition that led them to survey Antarctica, Hawaii, and the Columbia River. The expedition carried up-to-date scientific instruments and experts in the field of botany, philology, horticulture, conchology, and mineralogy. One of the other reasons for this naval expedition was to strengthen American claims to the north of the Columbia River. They mapped and measured the bays and inlets while also gaining scientific knowledge of the region. Many places Wilkes surveyed were earlier overlooked by George Vancouver in his 1792 Royal Navy expedition, including Prairie Point. Prairie Point obtained its first colonial name in the summer of 1841 after the Wilkes expedition's physician, calling it Point Roberts. Wilkes also named Elliott Bay in 1841. However, it is not specified to whom the bay was named after, as there were three men with the surname Elliott on the expedition, or if the name came from another source outside of the expedition. Wilkes obtained much of their information on Puget Sound from Hudson Bay Company settlers and missionaries at various posts from May 1, 1841 to August 2, 1841. During this expedition, it was noted of the Native Americans. All these Indians may be termed nomadic, for they seldom occupy the same spot over a few months together, but change their residence in order to approximate the places where they are supplied with food. These Indians suffer little inconvenience in their changes of residence, for having but a few chattels, they can remove at a few moments' notice, and after landing at an entirely strange place, they are at home the moment their fires are lighted. This statement reflected well-established patterns of summer migration to and from resource sites. Had the expedition come in the winter, they would have found indigenous people living in large permanent winter towns. To Wilkes, the Native Americans' living situation implied that they would not stand in the way of white settlements. Additionally, at this point, Wilkes was meeting the Native Americans when their numbers were at a low point, as smallpox, measles, and influenza created a mortality rate as high as 60% in the 1830s and 1840s. Chief Seattle received explorers and visitors with warm welcome and aid, which earned him the reputation of a friend to the whites. In the summer of 1850, Seattle made a speech to visitors Isaac N. Eby and B.F. Shaw when they visited Elliott Bay. According to Shaw, Seattle requested in his speech that they settle among his people and trade. E.B. gave a glowing description of Seattle and the Native Americans in the Oregon Spectator, encouraging settlements in the Duwamish River Valley. Seattle actively sought out settlers for business and trade and built contacts when in Olympia. Seattle organized the fishery businesses on Alki and Elliott Bay with San Francisco merchant Captain Robert Fay in 1851. Samuel Hancock is one of the first American settlers to Puget Sound and came to Prairie Point, or Port Roberts, in 1849. He was made aware of the Native American people who were still in charge of Puget Sound when scores came out in curiosity of his arrival. He treated them to gifts to obtain information about the soil and chose to move on. Captain Robert Fay was a New Englander in the whaling industry who turned his attention west and looking for opportunity in the Puget Sound. In 1851, Fay found workers in the Native Americans under the leadership of Seattle to catch and preserve salmon to be shipped to San Francisco. Fay offered passage to David Denny, John Lowe, and Charles Terry on September 25th to Prairie Point, and then he returned to Olympia. It is through Fay that the Denny party was transported up to Alki, and through Seattle that Doc Manor came to work and live in Alki, later to create the Seattle settlement. All these parts came together to create the neighborhood and the city we see today.